Get right to the phones. We got Dear John at 9:35, part of our Thursdays. Let's get to your thoughts on the game tonight. Will they or won't they? Nate, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how y'all fellas doing?
Good morning.
Good.
Well, why y'all fellas, man? Y'all fellas hate the Cowboys like that, man. John, you said I'm not picking the Cowboys no matter what.
Yeah, because I hate the Cowboys.
Well, okay. Well, check this out. Y'all can't use the Dan Skipper reporting to the refs this time because I've been listening to y'all. I listen to 97.1 and I listen to the station in Dallas also. They talking about the 47-9 whooping that y'all put on them last year. And they're coming in for revenge. But I don't think I think the Cowboys gonna win because of them two deep tackles. And so on y'all station, y'all said all the Cowboys was gonna do was win 5 games this year. How's that looking?
Well, wrong.
The 2 o'clock show did Mike Vermini said all they're gonna win was 5 games. That's what he said.
All right, well, 2 o'clock can say whatever the heck they want. It doesn't mean that I didn't think the Cowboys, especially after trading Micah Parsons, I did not think that they were going to be as good as they are.
Are you maybe victory lapping a little early here? I'm not sure Dallas is getting into playoffs.
I'm not victory lapping. I'm just saying I don't like the Lions, but when the Lions good, I'm not going to sit there and say, they're going to lose against a team I think they should beat just because I don't like them. But I think the Cowboys have a better offensive line this year than the Lions do.
Their interior is a lot better. I give them credit, man. Cooper Beebe at center has been good. Booker, the guard they took at the right guard spot, has been very good. And, of course, Smith's a steady dude in the left guard spot. Their interior is better. Their tackles aren't better.
It's not a great matchup right now for the strengths of the Cowboys versus the weaknesses and injuries of the Lions.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess we just won't play the game.
Or you're going to have to coach around it.
Yeah, you've got to find ways to generate points. Yeah. You've got to find ways. And for Calvin Shepard, hey, I want to see more of the excitement, the juice, the defensive schemes that we saw against Tampa. Now, Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens, greater than what we saw against Tampa.
So you say there are some bad matchups for the Lions tonight. Everybody's said it all morning long. The gritty Detroit Lions win this game. So that's why I called it a grit check. You know what I'm saying? Like the gritty Lions will overcome and find a way backed into a corner at home to win and keep the season going. If they lose this game, they aren't this gritty football team that we have seen in previous seasons.
Right. And so when you go through and you think, that's why I asked the game plan question to Tuck, is... You know, the thing that the Lions want to do is get 2-on-3 with the interior of the offensive line. If I'm Dallas, I don't let that happen. I'm blitzing a linebacker. I'm stunning things. I'm doing things to force the Lions to slide protections or to get 1-on-1 matchups inside. The advantage that they have is, hey, 1-on-1, Quinnen Williams against Abouzeika. 1-on-1, Quinnen Williams against Glasgow. Or
Ratliff, even.
Yeah. If it's not Glasgow. Like, 1-on-1 against anybody the Lions are going to put out there right now.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to try and do. So this is that cat and mouse game of when are we going to call those protections? How do we call them? What's the down and distance? All of those things are variables, and it comes down to, can Dan Campbell, as an offensive play caller, out scheme their defense?
The chess match.
And the Cowboys' run defense has been significantly better the last 3 games since they've gotten hot here. You know, will the Lions be able to run the ball consistently? I thought that hurt them against Green Bay. There were flashes of it, but it wasn't consistent. Jim, I just want to ask, like, why is the third down conversion rate on both sides of the ball going to get better? Why is the offensive line going to play better? Like, I feel like you're digging into something that this team was.
I'm willing to acknowledge some of that. I think part of my football reason was you're going to win on third down on defense because Aiden's going to be more of a factor in this game.
Why?
Because they have a backup left tackle and he's beat the right tackle like a drum the last 2 meetings. It's a good matchup for Aiden. Now, that doesn't help Jared Goff, other than maybe you get the ball back, but it doesn't make Goff's life any easier. I mean, that part of it, I think, is just a real... This may have to be a game they win low scoring. I think on paper, this looks like a high scoring game. Their path might have to be a lower scoring, grinded out football game.
And unless you're going to get explosives from Jahmyr Gibbs, it might be a whole lot of, 7 yards to Slot, 12 yards to J-Mo. Like, I don't know that you're going to be able to sit back there and throw the ball downfield.
And how about this? I mean, they run, even the caller alluded to it, heavy jumbo formations, a lot more skipper on Thanksgiving Day. Look, they don't have Khalif Raymond. They may not have Amon-Ra. And if he plays, let's just call it what it is. He might be compromised. I mean, that ankle. So you're probably going to play some heavier set formations. Well, does that help with slide protections if I have six offensive linemen? Can I better help the guys on the interior? Now, I'm going to take the explosiveness down a notch, right? But maybe it's a ball control. Churn it out. It ain't pretty. No one's going to brag about it. This isn't the game tape you're going to put out on YouTube to show people 10 years from now. But you win the football game.
Mm-hmm. This is the best receiving core they're playing this year.
Yep.
Now, you could argue other ones, but they were limited by their quarterback.
Right.
You know, so you played Chase and Higgins. But you had, what was it? It was Browning, wasn't it? That was the cue.
I would say it's arguably.
Yet.
I mean, you're going to face the Rams next week, and they've got a couple of really good receivers and a good quarterback.
I just had, until I see this secondary get this team off the field, especially with no Joseph back there. There's so many flaws.
I'm not telling you that you're like looking at the tape sideways or anything. I see what you see.
No, and you're not calling for a blowout.
No, this is going to be clear.
You're scratching this one all the way to the end.
Yeah.
My most important player tonight, Amik Robertson.
Sure.
He did not play the role he's going to play in this game in last year's game. He wasn't in the game. He wasn't with the Lions 2 years ago in Dallas when they played. Is he going to be able to hold his own against one of these receivers?
Well, the thing that Dallas, I mean, adding Pickens. Pickens is always kind of a head case in Pittsburgh, but Pickens was a guy who could win one-on-one.
Oh, yeah.
So the Lions like play man coverage. Pickens is a big frame, contested catch problem for Amik, for Reed, for anybody.
Making spectacular catches.
Yeah, and then hurdling people, too. Mm-hmm. Some of the response. Let's get to the phones. Ryan in Clarkston, you're on 97.1. Ryan, what's up?
What's going on, guys? Man, it pains me to say this, but I think today is the day that the wheels completely fall off the Lions, and I'm a big Lions guy. I'm a big Dan Campbell guy, and I just don't see the chemistry of this organization doing anything the rest of the year. I mean, we got our OC in the stands. Everybody's hurt again for the second season, which makes me think we got to look at some practice or the training staff, or why are we always hurt? I feel like we're more hurt the last 2 years than anybody else, but I just, like, all of our guys are signed. They're all extended. Once that happens, I think it's just human nature that it's a lot easier to hit that snooze button at 5 a.m. as opposed to getting up and making catches and getting to work. You know what I mean? And everyone's dropping balls lately. I just feel like it's not the same team. It's hard to keep pushing the Dan Campbell grit, you know, grit speeches every day. And I think those kind of get old after a while. And I just feel like we're going to have to get, unfortunately, our butts kicked the rest of the season. So Brad Holmes takes a look in the mirror and says, you know what? Maybe I can't sign my own guys every time. Maybe I got to make some moves. And then maybe it pisses everybody off that they went, you know, whatever they go the rest of the year, but it's not going to be what they wanted. And then hopefully next year we come back with a couple free agent acquisitions, people got the fire again, and then we can get going. But I don't see the concoction being anything more than a big dumpster fire the rest of the way, unfortunately.
John, can you speak to the you get paid and then you don't try hard? You were in locker rooms.
Oh,
you,
sure.
You got contracts. Like, what's your thought on that dynamic?
So, I mean, there's really two types of guys. As soon as you sign a new contract, as soon as you walk out on that field, you're either overvalued or undervalued. No one's being paid exactly as they should. And we've seen that kind of vitriol with Hutch. All of a sudden, he gets a new contract, and you even said it earlier, it's, well, since his new contract, he's only got 2.5 sacks. It has nothing to do with it, and he's not going to be a guy that hits the snooze button. And what I will say about this Lions organization, they're very methodical in who they draft, the type of players that they draft, and they haven't been perfect, but in the players that they extend outside of J-Mo, I think that they are very sure in terms of the character. Like, the contract is not going to affect how they continue to work.
Some of the response on the texts. Lions 31-27, Dak throws a bad pick at a bad time, always does. Go Lions.
Mm-hmm.
My chief concern is Jared Goff. I can't trust him as far as I could throw him. All he needs to do is target Waymo 12 to 15 times, Gibbs 6 to 10 times, hit those guys in open space on time. They can't be stopped or properly schemed against, period.
Yeah, you give him time and he'll do that.
Hutch is basically Kyle VandenBosch, just missing the red contacts.
No. He's much better than Kyle VandenBosch.
Did you ever play against Kyle VandenBosch?
Yeah, I was a teammate of him. So played against him every day in practice as well.
How weird were the red contacts? Did he wear those at practice?
I don't remember if he wore them at practice or not. I know he wore them in the games. I don't know. Do whatever you want.
But like, I thought it was stupid. I forget the explanation. What was there, like a reason he did that?
I don't know. Okay. I never bothered to ask.
Okay. I love how it's an Aiden Hutchinson game because he's playing a backup tackle. Aiden's the most overrated athlete in the history of Detroit sports. I'm simply saying it's a spot for him to go have a day.
Yeah. I mean, and he's had days against the Dallas Cowboys, no matter who the tackles are.
Pretty obvious. Cookies declared the Lions win tonight. They're definitely going to lose. How about this? This is the opposite side of that same coin. We will win tonight. Why? Because I have tickets, but had to sell them to play in a hockey game tonight. I'm the goalie and couldn't leave my team hanging. My absence means I will miss a hard-fought victory. Go Lions, JC and AP.
Nice job, JC. Way to be a good teammate.
Your sacrifice will not go unnoticed. Mm-hmm. We'll be chanting your name tomorrow morning. Will they or won't they? We got Dear John coming up at 9:35. It's 97.1.
Hey, every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel. We all know that game is in town. Cowboys and Lions, because the FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each and every week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your score scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you're going to win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Must apply Profit Boost token on select market. Prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct first or last touchdown pick. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 21 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Says, boy, sounds like John is a big VandenBosch fan. Strahan or VandenBosch?
Oh, no, VandenBosch. Kyle's great.
Okay.
I mean, I just, you know, and it said, like, you guys can do whatever you want. If you want to wear contacts, wear contacts. I don't care. I just think it looks silly.
Red eyes. It says, Campbell is, if he's as impassioned as he's been in the previous years, I believe, well, hold on. Campbell is as impassioned as he's been in the past, and honestly, I believe it's because he isn't fake and knows this version of the Lions just don't have what it takes.
I don't
understand.
Lack of passion.
No. Okay, this says, can you guys ask the guy skipping the Lions game to play hockey if he happens to have a girl on his team that likes to shower with dudes in the locker room, sign Tim in a truck? Get to the bottom of that story.
Yeah.
Dear John coming up at 9:35. Our question was, will they or won't they? I said they will.
Are we talking about the shower or the game?
Yes.
The game? Okay.
Lions yeah. And Cowboys. I said yes, they'll win.
Their flag to say, yes, we think they'll win. We've had a lot of callers. In fact, a majority of callers and a lot of text messages that say they don't believe that the Lions will win this game.
And, yeah, look, this guy, Joe in Clarkston, says, same old Lions fans. Lions are going to win by 20 tonight. Now, I'm not going that far. I think this is one of those ugly games. They'll play heavy personnel. They'll have to grind it out. They're going to need a big night from Aiden in the defense. But this is your classic. It's the NFL. One team's riding too high. One team's probably riding a little too low. The bounce back at home, and the Lions have a track record of doing it. This is not the same thing as saying they're going to win 5-5 or 4-5, but 1-1 tonight.
Well, and it's also not just, hey, well, we lost last week, so we know we're going to win this week. Like, there's obviously much more to it than that. Because we haven't even talked about the primetime games. Now, I know that they lost to the Eagles, and they obviously lost to the
Chiefs.
Yeah, you know, with the Chiefs, but the primetime game of being on Thanksgiving. Mm. There's a lot of factors that play into winning or losing this game, and I'll rest on the fact that if this team, the Lions team, can play clean football, they should win this game against the Cowboys. The Cowboys will make some mistakes. That's how they got into it with the Eagles. You know, they got down 21-0 because they made mistakes. And then they cleaned things up. And how do they get back into it? Well, the Eagles put the ball on the ground.
I'm just wonder if they're incapable of cleaning things up. Cleaning things up sometimes is because you lack talent, therefore you do something you shouldn't do to try to compete.
Right, but a great example is they illegal formations on Thanksgiving Day have nothing to do with talent. Right?
Correct. I think experience.
That's a different thing.
Right.
Not knowing where to line up has nothing to do with how fast you run a 40 or can you catch a ball.
Well, I'm talking about taking a stupid penalty to not that one.
Yeah.
You know, a guard grabbing.
Right.
So, that is because you have to make up for the fact you didn't execute.
Yeah, yes. And you're trying to get away with you know, snatching a guy down and all of a sudden you get caught.
And I can't get away from, it seems to happen two or three times a game especially last month. It's as if there is no interior line. They're literally bull rushing to get the golf. So then you create third and longs, which makes it harder. That's why your third down conversion rate is down.
Yeah. Right.
I guess some of this is, I think half of this is, do you believe in the Cowboys?
Sure. And to what extent? Like, Dallas' path to the playoffs, it's winning out, right? They have to win every single game. They're at 6 wins.
Yeah.
10-6-1 might do it.
Maybe. With the tie, you're right. Maybe.
Okay, well, 10-6-1. Well, yeah, with the
we
tie.
Can't, we can't get to it yet. For us, it'd have to be 11 wins.
Yeah.
For them, 10.5. Maybe. Maybe.
But if you are talking about tiebreakers at the end of the season, this would be one of them.
It's an NFC.
NFC opponent.
Yeah, it's not a head-to-head. Greg's making a face. Yes, because they're never going to be tied.
Oh, because of the half, yeah.
Yes, but
the stupid tie.
But I'm gonna help tie it all together here. One of the big tie breakers in NFC playoffs is NFC wins. This would be an NFC win for somebody. It could be the difference in you getting in or not. Let's get to Rudy in Ypsilanti. You're on 97.1.
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, Rudy?
Hey, guys. What's up, man? I'll take this. I think Amik Robinson got to have a lockdown game tonight. If he takes one away, one of the receivers, I think, we can have a shot. Second, Aiden with his injury. I know he just came back from an injury, but I don't think he got his legs underneath him all the way yet. And I think once that happens, they're going to be on a roll. And Goff has to have a stellar game. He can't have any turnovers. He got to damn near play a perfect game. And I think with Campbell, I think he'll have these guys ready to go, man.
Appreciate it, Rudy.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you never know how long it takes a guy to get full confidence in a broken appendage. And it's more probably mentally than it is physically. He's been able to do all the things physically.
Yeah.
But you're 12 games in now. I think this is the point where he really needs to be comfortable with what happened, the fallout of what happened, but now he's back.
So the majority of this show took the Lions, but it wasn't unanimous, right? Three of the five of us took the Lions in the picks. What do you think the consensus is going to be later in the day? I'm doing a double dip. I'm in for the tailgate show with Rico at 5.
I think as you get closer to game time, there are going to be more fans that are going to be chesty. They're the ones that are going down there calling into you guys.
I think the
tenor changes a little bit.
What do you think from those guys, though? Mike and Rico, you think they're going to bounce back spot?
I don't know.
I just know they're not very happy with me for the Iowa comments this week, so could turn into a whole thing.
So Mike is still optimistic that they'll make the playoffs, but he is on the ledge. Like, it's close to the ledge as it can get.
Right. Well, I think that's where a lot of fans are.
He thinks it's 50-50.
Yeah. I mean, the odds say that's optimistic. The odds say it's, what, like 30, 35%?
I think it's 44.
Yeah, I was going to say 42, 44, somewhere in there.
Anyway. Got Dear John coming up at 9:35. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, if you've been outside today, you know how cold it is, and it could be getting colder. So record-setting cold temperatures are possible across parts of Michigan the next few days as Arctic air washes over the Great Lakes region. Today's low temps are expected to plunge to even colder levels by Friday morning. So overnight, it's going to be pretty chilly. Sub-zero wind chills are possible Friday morning. Places along the Wisconsin border and the Upper Peninsula were forecast to see wind chills of negative 17 degrees this morning. Yikes. It is
chilly.
Chilly. Walmart is being sued over that mass stabbing attack that took place at a Traverse City store last summer, with some victims claiming that the retailer holds some of the blame. So the lawsuit, which was filed on behalf of one of the victims, accuses Walmart of ignoring its own safety protocols, even as the shoppers noticed the suspect, you know, that he was behaving strangely. He was in the store wearing this large backpack for almost a half hour before the attack actually occurred. You know, witnesses say he was acting really strangely, standing off to the side of the aisles, eyes darting around. Somebody thought that maybe he was going to shoplift or steal something. The lawsuit alleges that Walmart should have identified the suspect as suspicious, that they failed to follow their own policies, that workers ran away, and that they should have called police sooner.
Okay.
It's going to cost you a little bit more money to cross the Ambassador Bridge next year. So beginning on January 1st, the rate is going to go up for everyone. For automobiles, buses, and motorcycles, it's going to increase by $1. So it's going to be $10 instead of $9. It's going to go up for vehicles with trailers. It's going to increase from $18 to $20. Commercial vehicle rates will also increase from $14 to $15.
Who decides that? Is that us? Is that them?
I don't know. It depends who owns the bridge.
I don't know. I feel like us.
You've never been on it, so what does it matter?
Have you ever been on the Ambassador Bridge?
Oh, he's never been to Canada.
I've been to Canada.
You've never
I went to Banff.
Oh, that's right. Yes, but you flew there.
Yeah. Yes. We didn't take the train, although you could take a train all the way through.
I know. That's on my bucket list.
I know.
So we can also cross, hopefully, early next year on the Gordie Howe International Bridge. No word on how much that will cost yet.
Yeah, they say.
Yes, they do say. The Eagles offensive coordinator says that a line was crossed when his house was egged after their loss to the Bears at home. So video quickly began circulating on social media. It shows, you know, several people throwing things that are now confirmed to be eggs at Kevin Petullo's house. And then on Wednesday during his weekly news conference, he did say that the egg incident crossed the line because it involved his family.
100%.
It does cross the line.
Yeah.
Having said that, which Detroit coach would have been most likely to have eggs thrown at their house over the years?
Well, Matt Patricia.
I'd say Patricia probably, yeah.
As holiday shopping heats up, scammers are using Santa wishes, fake deals, delivery notices, and charity scams to trick shoppers. So the Better Business Bureau just released its annual 12 Scams of the Holidays, which highlights some of the most common tricks scammers use to steal money and personal data around the holidays. We talked about some of this a couple weeks ago, but these are a little different. So these are things to look out for. We all know this, misleading social media ads or fake storefronts.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of these. And then you really start to investigate, you're like, wait, this isn't real. Those fake gift exchanges or the pyramid gifts that somehow you get people get
something
scammed
in
into
return,
doing
yeah.
yeah, but you never actually get anything in return. Phony charities to make donations to, make sure you're doing your research right. And then yes. the fake holiday jobs or seasonal work scams where they actually like, oh, you just give us a little bit of money up front and you're going to make so much more and you really don't have to do anything.
Yeah,
work
that
from
be
home, right?
Your first giveaway.
You 7 hours a week, yeah. You're going to make $15,000 a week.
So,
but that should be the red flag. If you have to pay to go somewhere to work.
Yeah. So check reviews, ratings. If any website asks you to pay with a gift card or wire transfer, those are red flags. Never click on any links from a delivery service or retailer. I get emails sometimes like your package is being delivered on this, and I'm like, I didn't order anything. So, but people do.
They fall for it.
They fall for it. And then be careful of fake charities and things like that. So just, you know, use your common sense for sure.
It's Heather with the news. Dear John is next, 97.1.
Hey, the Red Wings are back, and there's nothing more refreshing than an ice-cold Surfside to enjoy while you cheer on your wings. Surfside is only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and 0 bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so it's super easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer, it's Surfside, proud partner of the Red Wings. Sold in arena and at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21, please drink responsibly.